With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. The regional head of the Environmental Protection Agency says Butte could move off the federal Superfund list by 2024, but details of that plan aren't expected to be public until this summer. Administrator Doug Benevento announced steps toward a legal settlement for the cleanup of toxic mining waste in town before a crowd of more than 60 people in Butte Friday.
We've hit a milestone by reaching an agreement. This really isn't the beginning of the end. It's maybe we're a little past the end of the beginning, but we've got a lot of things left to do.
Benevento says after more than a decade of secret negotiations between the mining company ARCO, the county, the state, and the EPA, all parties have reached an agreement on the path forward for the cleanup of Silverbow Creek and the Butte Hill. The agreement is not official and won't be until it's approved by a U.S. District Court. A standing room-only crowd gathered at the Butte Public Archives to listen to the EPA's announcement. Sister Mary Jo McDonald is a longtime community activist in Butte.
I'm pleased with this meeting, but I also know we cannot stop doing what we're doing. We need to continue to make efforts to make sure the voice of the people are heard. We will wait now to see what the details are, because the devil's always in the details.
Other advocates in town also expressed reserved optimism after Friday's announcement. Jocelyn Dodge is a member of the Restore Our Creek Coalition.
What we heard today was very positive move forward, in particular that the citizens of Butte were being heard, and many of the ideas that people have put forward have made a difference.
Although EPA Administrator Benevento was not able to talk in depth about details of the cleanup plan, he did generally outline the concept of the settlement. He says additional stormwater controls would be added along Upper Silverbow Creek, and contaminated sediment would be removed along Silverbow and Blacktail Creeks. There will also be efforts to capture and treat contaminated groundwater along Blacktail Creek, and he said there will be cleanup and capping work for waste that's been identified as in need of reclamation. It's unclear if part of the deal could mean the state will get paid to remove the Parrot tailings, buried mine waste from the former Parrot mine and smelter that locals and the state are concerned will further contaminate Silverbow Creek. In the past, the state has said it will do this because of the tailings' threat to human health, but the EPA disagrees with that analysis. Dan Villa, budget director for Governor Steve Bullock, says details of the cleanup plan and who will pay for parts of it will be made public as soon as possible.
Expect that from our perspective of the state of Montana, we will be putting all efforts to make sure that we can show more and have more information in front of the public, and we can get some of this gag order off of us.
Villa, along with representatives of ARCO and Silverbow County, all joined the EPA at the meeting announcing the cleanup deal. Although the agreement reached last week mostly outlines work for one part of the Butte Superfund site, including Walkerville and most of Butte's urban area, the 2024 deadline date includes the entire site, including Berkeley Pit. In December, EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt announced that the Silverbow Creek Butte Superfund site, as well as a site in Anaconda, not part of this deal, were on a special emphasis list for the agency. EPA Administrator Doug Benevento.
We want the stigma that you all have expressed to me that you feel Superfund brings lifted. Delisting the site, I think, does lift that stigma.
Although it's possible a new administration will run the EPA in 2024, Benevento says the community of Butte should hold whoever is running the agency to that timeline. The proposed cleanup plan resulting from last week's deal is expected to be made public this summer. The parties to the agreement say they'll take public comment at that time before seeking approval of it in federal court. The EPA says the final plan is expected late 2018. Butte has been listed on the National Priorities List of Contaminated Landscapes for more than 35 years. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.